What are we doing here?
Gangs all together.
Happy Saturday.
Happy Saturday.
Hey, Kelly.
Happy spring.
Hey, absolutely.
Kelly's here.
All the things.
We teased Kelly in the last episode of Movie Chatter Podcast.
Yay, she's here.
And now she's here.
Yes.
Cha, 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 cha.
There we go. The gang's back together.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
Nice going.
Absolutely. We were just talking off air about Ryan Reynolds and his awesomeness.
I have a really easy time talking about and thinking about Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I mean,
me too.
Who doesn't?
Right?
Who doesn't? Like, I've got a man crush
him
big time.
And then he's married to Blake Lively. I'm like, can I just hang out with you guys?
Right. Those guys, I would love to hang out with those guys.
Can I cook you dinner?
Yeah, anything.
Always.
Like, I'll just, yeah.
Even your young son would love to see a Ryan Reynolds Deadpool movie.
Oh, gosh, does he?
There's one called, it's Deadpool 2 done, called Once Upon a Deadpool. It's been redone in a PG-13 manner.
Oh.
I don't know where you can see it, but it's Once Upon a Deadpool.
Okay.
Maybe
that makes more
and
sense.
It's PG-13.
That exists at least. Because he's been asking and like badgering. He thinks Deadpool is super cool. But I'm like, how do you even know who that is? Like,
right.
You have definitely never seen that under my watch.
Is that a Deadpool cup in front of you?
It is. Oh, no. Yes, it is. Absolutely.
Oh, no. Yes. Yes, it is.
Wow.
Deadpool, is that Sony or
my common sense?
It's Marvel.
It's Marvel. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. And now the new Deadpool 3, which actually is Deadpool and Wolverine, is set to get Marvel back on track this summer.
I love that for them because and Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman are like.
Oh.
My favorite.
Oh my
people.
Gosh, those guys,
and they have like this best friend feud anyway.
Right, this is super bromance.
Yes,
feud. Right, they're always giving each other shit.
I'm like, can I just be like an intern on the set? Can I just bring you guys water? Like, whatever you need.
I love the trailers.
I love those two guys. Yeah,
so funny.
It looks really good. Yeah,
they're both so genuine and like actually super talented and you know not hard on the eyes.
I mean, that's just a teaser.
Yeah,
that's not
right?
even probably has nothing to do with the movie. You know what I mean?
I hope not. Right.
What we've seen so far,
yeah, they don't even need to.
No, they're like okay.
No.
Throw Deadpool on the ground and put a shadow of
boom
Wolverine in front of him.
That's all you need. I'm in.
Yeah. Stick with the R rating and you're guaranteed some pretty good returns.
Yeah, that is like a smaller chapter of Marvel.
Is that coming out
in general?
Anytime, will that be out before the Fantastic Four?
That's a good question. I'll look it up. But if you love Ryan Reynolds, you have a sports orientated family.
Yes.
Welcome to Wrexham.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen it at all?
I have not.
I've heard it's great.
I mean, gosh, it's a documentary. Ryan Reynolds and Bob McElbricka.
Yeah.
Always Sunny in Philadelphia guy.
Yes.
Own
the club.
They own the
they
club.
Do.
It's low
like,
level.
It's like real life Ted Lasso kind of a little
it's
bit.
It's real life
like,
Ted Lasso.
Yeah.
And they... They won up a level.
They
did. They're in Championship League, which is like a notch or two below Premier.
I know.
I mean, and it's a great show. Watch it. It is fantastic.
I believe
is that Ted Lasso level?
It's a documentary of real life.
No, I'm saying the level that Ted Lasso's team was in. Remember when he got demoted?
No, they're... Ted Lasso is Premier League.
Okay.
Ted Lasso is like they're on. That's the league of the Arsenal and Liverpool and Man United
Man City
and right.
But what happens when Ted Lasso's team
gets demoted?
Yeah, where do they go?
They go to.
There's one in between.
Not 100%.
Not down to Wrexham.
No, definitely not down to Wrexham. Wrexham went up to what's called. It's weird. Championship League is below Premier League. It's It's a whole thing.
Literally a scene in Ted Lasso.
You absolutely can.
So
yeah.
Wrexham could.
Right. But obviously, after a while, it becomes money. Then you need to have enough money to pour more money.
Right.
You have to be able to buy players at some point.
Like that player they bought in Ted Lasso.
Right. Exactly. And that Ted Lasso. Right. So, you know, Ryan's able to buy players above the level of the league they were in. Anyways, great show.
Okay.
They're really fun, and they're on to season three and doing really well. And you guys will probably love it.
Super fun story.
Yeah, check that out. I think it's on Hulu.
You
probably get it on Hulu.
It's somewhere.
Yeah,
it's somewhere. I will find that because I think we would thoroughly enjoy it.
Yeah, I'll find out.
Kelly saw a movie before all of us. Can you believe it?
When does that happen?
Never.
With her husband.
I was gung-ho about this one, though. Mm. Like, I was saying, like, I'm going to go to the theater.
Got to find a way to make it happen.
I have to start saying that, like, 6 months ahead of time for it to
actually
happen.
Say,
he picked up on the hint, I guess.
And he was like, I want to see Argyle. I want to see Argyle. Really, Dan? I was like... Are you just saying that? What are you getting out of this?
Yeah, are you just saying things you're seeing in the office?
Right.
I love Lamp.
Yeah.
I love Argyle.
Oh my gosh. No, he genuinely enjoyed it.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Oh, fantastic.
I don't know. You'd have to be trying to not enjoy it.
Okay.
I feel like
I'm so happy.
It's silly. Very silly.
Okay.
So you have to like not go into it expecting like some, you know, high class sophisticated spy movie. That's not what it is. But I would hope you didn't expect that from the preview. I mean,
right.
That's not what it was.
Well, the preview, I'm expecting it to be more of the writer part and very little action movie. Or is it?
It was more action than I expected.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And actually a better plot than I expected. Like, I assumed it was going to be pretty cookie cutter, like call the shots and twists. But there was a little bit that you didn't see unexpected.
Coming.
Yeah, that I was like, oh, they went that way. All right.
Wow. So what's the heck? Why is it somewhat hasn't got the greatest rating? Yeah, underwhelming.
It
like,
was
too
long.
Reviews?
It was a little. I was going to say it was a little long.
Okay.
But.
And if you're enjoying it, why do you want it to stop?
It's right,
only
right.
2 hours and 19 minutes is what I'm seeing.
Yeah, and I mean...
Can I see that?
If you think of it more as like a... I would put it more in the chapter of like realm of comedies than like thrillers. So, yeah, maybe it was a smidge long. Like they could have tightened it up a little bit. But I don't know. I feel like if it was shorter, then you'd... be sad when it was over, like it wasn't long enough. So you're just never gonna
do they
make anybody happy.
Henry in there.
Let's dive into it.
Is there enough hunky men in there?
There is.
Okay.
And so Samuel Jackson, like
really?
It's sprinkled with star studdedness.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. And
got
like
tons of
for being
big
cheesy,
names.
It has like very good acting. So
there's
a good balance of like, it's silly, but they all know they're being silly and they're getting after it. And it's like, well done.
They're doing the best they can with this. I mean, Bryce Dallas Howard.
Yeah.
Bryan Cranston. Sam Rockwell.
Yes.
Henry Cavill. You know, I mean, how are those guys?
Dua Lipa's small, so she was, I mean, yes. And Rockwell. And John Hamm, I mean, like, everybody.
Oh,
John Cena, sorry.
Who's in every scene?
Bryce Dallas Howard.
Okay, she's
how
like
about
the
Sam?
Movie.
How
she's
about
the key.
Sam Rockwell, okay. Is he in a ton of it?
Yes. Yeah.
Good.
I love him.
I mean.
Yeah, and I bought it. I absolutely bought it. Yes, it was... heartfelt enough that you felt what you needed to feel, but it wasn't deep, and it was like just popcorn.
I mean, I didn't even know what the movie
fun.
Is about.
Yeah, why they call it Argyle? I got like Argyle socks.
So that is the name of the spy that she writes novels about.
Oh,
so
she's
Bryce
an
author. Yeah, Bryce Dallas Howard is a writer,
okay.
And she is like a famous writer that has written a series of books about a spy. And
named
the
Argyle.
Name is Argyle.
Is it similar to the one we were just talking about with Sandra Bullock?
Lost City.
Lost City of,
oh,
of D.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sure, there's like some notes of that.
Okay. Just wondering. Because yeah, I just saw that.
Right. That's kind of almost book what series. I feel like. There was like, there's borrowed notes from a lot of things, so it doesn't feel like entirely original. Okay. But the assembly was. Like, I don't think that I've seen anything else.
Is that what we're seeing?
Arc the way it did.
There's action that she's writing, and we're seeing that? Or is it
yes.
more of a story that I don't know about?
So I was surprised that there was more of a story than I saw coming. Okay. Let's put it that way. There is an absolute overlap of like her writing in action and then like real life action.
Oh, really?
So it absolutely like overlaps and blends, and there's some twists that you didn't see coming.
Oh, cool.
Okay. Some people said it was convoluted.
Yeah, it's like, it's nuts.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, it's not, but honestly, if you take a step back and break down most spy movies, like, there are absolutely ridiculous things that happen that clearly are not realistic, and they take that and then, like, take it up a notch.
Mm.
So, it's like, you know, insane, like, fight scenes where, obviously, you know, they take it over the top.
Okay.
It's almost
totally
like Hot Shots kind of flavor in some of those type
or
of scenes.
Or the one that Bill and I watched today, Beekeeper, you know, it's over the top, but you just accept it.
Right.
Yeah, love it, love it.
Just let it go and don't get too picky about what you're
it's
watching.
It's a movie. It's a movie.
Exactly. Like, don't let it go. Don't pick it apart. It was fun. It was... It, that's all I can say. It was
audience.
Fun.
How about
the
audience
cat?
Is
the cat.
Really appreciate
it. Audience just, love Argyle.
Is there a
they
big
did.
Part of the
72%?
I thought the cat was going to be named Argyle.
Yeah,
I know. Dave was all concerned that the cat was going to have too big of a part.
The cat was like more or less a punchline.
Just like just a little
here and there.
Little
he's
comedy,
fun for the trailer.
Yes,
comedy
he's fun
relief
for the trailer. But really, he's just in a backpack for a few scenes and then like a couple of punchlines. Otherwise, he's not feature.
Mm-hmm. Oh, excellent. So
who's that right there?
Like Catherine O'Hara plays Bryce. That's Dua Lipa.
Dua Lipa.
Oh.
Yeah, which.
Come on.
Small part, but like good for her. She obviously nails it. Like that right there is what she needed to do. Did it well.
Right.
Yeah, I think I'm in it right there.
So it's like
was
a blend
of. Was
that
the picture you sent me?
Yeah, yeah. Right? I know.
Yeah, that's the. You know.
She's like little, yeah. So there's, you know, these
pop
crazy
singer.
Scenes.
I just want
does
that
the Barbie
to go
song.
Be the whole movie. You
come
know,
on,
that looks so
well,
fun.
So it was fun because that's where it starts as like a little bit of a blend of, you know, representation of her novel. Right. So that's what you were seeing there.
Okay.
So it's like fanciful. It's the depiction of what is happening in her novel.
Okay. So there's not a lot of that.
No, there's not a lot of that. But then even when it crosses over into real life. There is sensational scenes.
Mm, okay.
Like, and I feel like, okay, so.
I love sensational
scenes. Yeah, this where you're watching right here is almost like a bullet train scene where he, like, fights off 20
right,
people in a train.
Oh, great. If it's anything like Bullet Train, I'll love it.
So.
Because I love that sensational stuff.
About, like, a James Bond thing.
Yes, exactly.
And then her story, like, comes true in a way. Like,
yes.
She's like. How did you write this? It's really true.
I mean, I'll give you what they give you in the trailers because I don't want to spoil it all the way because that did make it more fun. But yes, that is the premise that you find out rather quickly is that she is an author. She is very successful. And this like band of bad guys wants to kidnap her to make her write the next chapter because she has somehow been calling the shots of what's been happening in their real world situations up until now. So they're like, she's some kind of fortune teller. That's what you think and that's what you know. And then...
That's great.
And then shit opens up from there.
That's good enough. I mean, you know...
It's Apple.
Sounds fun.
This is an Apple film.
And this will be...
You're right. It is an Apple
It's
film.
Coming to Apple for free, I think.
Very shortly.
At some point.
Yeah, it says coming soon. So
you wanted to wait until you paid full price.
Was a good night out, hey?
It was a great night out. And it was worth seeing in the theater. Like, they had, you know, lots of crazy explosions and fight scenes, and it was great sound and all the things. Close-ups of beautiful people that are worth seeing big. See, yeah, I can't even...
Bryan Cranston,
you forget
I'm sure
all of
great.
The names, yeah.
Yeah.
And everybody was fantastic.
The audience loved it. I'm actually reading
yeah.
some audience reviews, and there are a lot of 5-star reviews. You know, spy movie satire was strong with this one. Absolutely loved it. Awesome movie. Had me laughing the whole time.
I did. I absolutely guffawed out loud.
Very entertaining.
Numerous
lots
times.
Of fun.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Great movie. Did it jump around a bit? Yes, but very entertaining. You know,
sure.
So maybe not perfect, but a great night out. And
but it wasn't trying to be. You know what I mean? Like it was everything I wanted it to be and more.
Yeah. It sounds like that might be very rewatch. Is this something you might watch
Absolutely.
Again?
Absolutely. Okay. Like we should have a rewatch night in the basement.
Apple TV?
Yep, absolutely. Okay. That would be super fun.
I would love it.
Well, let's plan on it for sure.
I might find it even funnier.
Yeah, because
like
you'll
the next
know what's
time
happening.
Around. Mm. Yeah, and there were definitely parts where...
Well, that's fun.
Yeah, you just like slap your knee. It was that funny.
I love movies like that, that you know what's going to happen the whole way through, but you're like, this is a fun ride and I want to take it again.
Yes,
or
absolutely.
You can start looking for stuff right off that beginning scene.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. You know? Yeah, I can't wait for this to happen.
But everyone in it was so quality that it was like you had that A-plus level acting in like the silly satire.
Yeah.
And it just it took it up a notch for me.
Right, right. And then...
I appreciated that. It was excellent writing and excellent acting in a buffet of silliness.
That's fantastic.
It's shocking how long it's been a trailer.
You know,
yeah, no kidding.
I know, right?
More than a year ago. Yeah.
Right. We totally have had this on our radar for a long time.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which sometimes is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it is, right. Because there's always that everything good is in the trailer. And then, there's only 2 minutes of goodness in the whole movie.
I will give it to this movie. They played that same, there was an abbreviated trailer and then there was an extended. That was the same one that I ever saw in the last year.
Mm-hmm.
And it did not give it away.
Oh, well, that's really good to hear. That's really good to hear. What were you saying, Dave? There's a movie coming up. Was it Planet of the Apes or something that was that just too much was given away?
They told the entire story in the trailer.
Yeah.
I hate it when that happens.
Yeah.
I already know too much.
It happens often.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Would you recommend it to everybody?
Yes.
Or?
I give it a strong thumbs up. And like I said, just know what you're going into. Like, don't expect something it's not going to be.
Yeah.
And yes, will critics, scoff at this? Sure. Yeah, I'm sure. But that makes no difference to me.
And right. We love, that's kind of our thing is we're, just movies that we love to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, the critics be damned.
It's not going to get an Academy Award.
No, right.
But does that necessarily matter for us to put it up on our poll of favorite movies? No, not at all.
Sometimes the Academy Award movies are boring.
Exactly.
Yeah, no kidding.
Are you going to watch this again, or are you going to watch Oppenheimer?
I'll probably pick Argyle.
Okay,
Argyle. I've watched Oppenheimer a couple of times.
But... Yeah.
Shut up. You're going to watch Argyle instead.
Maybe.
You're going to watch Argyle.
I was just listening to a piece, speaking of the Academy Awards, that no horror film has won since...
The Shining?
No.
Well, the interesting thing that they said about it was it doesn't get the respect of, getting an Oscar.
Oh, right.
So when it was The Shining, that was...
The last one to win, could you guess? Give you a hint.
Jaws?
No. Out, something with the word out.
Oh, Get Out. He did Win for Writing.
Oh, okay.
And they called that a psychological
thriller.
But
that's the point.
Win for what?
So, okay.
Wasn't called a horror
film. Any Oscar.
A horror film.
Oh, any
just
Oscar.
Winning
any Oscar that was a horror film that was allowed to be called a horror film was
Parasite?
Silence of the Lambs.
Oh,
Anthony Hopkins and Jodie Foster. So that was the whole point. It was Jordan Peele won, but they called it a social thriller.
There
like,
you go.
Like, yeah. It's taboo to say that a movie is horror. That's subpar. It's campy. It's all these
social
things.
Social thriller.
Yeah, so they want to, like, tag it in another way.
Rosemary's Baby was a psychological drama.
Right.
Did that get it something? Hmm.
And, like, religious something or other.
It got an Oscar,
too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. But they didn't... Exorcist got an Oscar.
Oh, that was the one that it was, like, religious thriller, something thriller. Along those lines.
Right, but never
really?
Call it horror.
Mm-hmm.
They called it what?
A religious
drama? Yeah, it's like a
drama
PR thing.
Or, yeah, something like that.
Oh, that's weird. Because right? So obviously that's horror.
Yeah.
Who didn't, you know.
So is Silence of the Lambs.
Right.
Well, they were actually talking about when the Oscars started back in 1929 that it was created to give movies respect.
Legitimacy.
Yeah. Oh. Because they were thought of.
Interesting.
You know, like. Argyle, just fluff.
The, yeah,
fluffy.
The outskirts. The
okay.
Just entertainment, but nothing worthy of.
It wasn't a craft
it wasn't
to be recognized.
Art.
It wasn't
the yes, exactly.
Yeah,
you know. So
it was to elevate it and like respect it. Yeah, as an art form.
But still, to this day, there is no category for horror.
It's criminal.
It's interesting. It's, very interesting.
Yeah. Right.
They keep pumping up new categories. I mean, now they even
have... I bet
have
you Poor Things.
Blockbuster
Poor
as a
Things.
Category.
That, would you consider that horror?
No.
Mm.
But it was, you know, like a Frankenstein movie.
Yeah, but...
I don't know.
Were you scared at any point?
No.
No.
Horror doesn't necessarily have to be scared.
No, dark comedy.
So what... Okay, so okay. What's your... What is your... Then this is asking the expert here.
Okay.
What is your definition of horror?
Mm.
There's so many.
What qualifies? No pressure.
For
just
me?
Like, and you can come back and qualify this answer, but like off the cuff, what do you think? What defines
just,
horror?
Oh, like, we got who am I trying
no
to answer
time limit.
For? Okay.
There's nobody.
Sort of
yourself.
Categories.
For me.
Okay. For me, horror has to be uncomfortable.
Okay.
Okay.
I like that.
And
I like
and that. I have to be shocked at some level.
Mm.
Like,
okay.
It needs to be shocked. Like, the subject matter is horrible, or
you have to raise your eyebrows at
you
some
are,
point.
You are frightened in some way.
I mean, like for me, a horror movie doesn't work unless at some point in the movie I want to cover my face.
Yeah,
so
that doesn't
not,
necessarily mean scared. You could be.
And there's action
there's
movies
like
where
a,
it gets
well.
Horrible.
You're
sure,
scared of the
sure.
gore. You're scared of the slasher right. movie. You're
yeah.
scared of the ghost that comes out. You're scared of the cat that pops out.
Right, but those are all like obvious
when you
stuff.
Open the mirror in the bathroom. They always do that. Or they close the mirror in the bathroom.
I mean, I don't
there's
know
somebody
how many,
behind you.
But
oh,
what
no.
about
how many horror movies recently that I would think like Hereditary should have been a movie that was so good.
Mm-hmm.
Should have gotten a cameo.
You know, even though it was horrible. You know, like the bad parts are
disturbing. Yeah. Well,
disturbing,
I like your word uncomfortable.
Yeah, uncomfortable.
Because that's like the scale for me is, I would define it in the same way that like it's gonna make me uncomfortable at some point. But there's like a scale of that then I get cut off. I'm not interested in seeing that level of
And
horror.
It's also like it would be easy to scare. Mavis.
Sure.
You know, like
right.
somebody that's never seen anything, even Anne, you could say if you must watch this, it would be easy to scare her, probably.
Sure.
You know.
Would you see that Poor Things and Beau is Afraid, these are kind of...
Dark comedy.
Like dark comedies.
Okay. Yeah, but...
What
but
about like a
Beau
Midsommar?
Is Afraid. Okay.
Beau is Afraid was... It was horror, but it was supposed to. It was a dark horror comedy, you know. It kind of went up and down.
Okay,
yeah, I'm okay with needing to attach multiple genres to movies. That makes all the sense in the world to me.
Usually, horror and dark comedy come. You know, they have to.
That's fine.
Make you laugh because it would be too much.
But was Beau as Afraid anything like Zombieland?
No.
Same tags.
No, but there are some funny parts in it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just saying there's a scale even within like very specific
tags. I mean,
tags.
Zombieland, to me, that's just comedy. the word right. horror doesn't even come into my vocabulary.
But most, you're a horror guy.
Right, yeah. but a lot of people would say that's an obvious horror movie because really? There's...
Yeah, there's you know, grotesque
there's
violence.
There's zombies in it. It's zombies. But it has to be horror.
But they're not trying to scare you.
But it's got zombies. You can't... What else is zombies if people, it's not horror?
People get killed. People... It's I mean, not a there's drama. Blood. There's yeah. there's gratuitous blood in moments.
Right,
like,
exactly.
There's very simple definitions.
Put a little bit of blood in something and it's
simple
and it's
boxes
horror.
To check.
What was The Lighthouse?
I would call that like theatrical horror.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the best kind of horror. I
mean, definitely made me uncomfortable in moments, but not disturbed to that. I mean, there was a couple of moments.
Right. We were very uncomfortable. I mean,
I think dark comedy and horror that, to me.
There was a lot of points in Lighthouse
you
where
put,
you were like
you're
unsure.
Like, what
Rosemary's
the
Baby.
Fuck
yeah,
is happening
you,
right
you,
now.
You didn't know what was happening.
Exorcist.
Horror.
Okay. Trying to think of other ones.
Jaws. Horror.
Okay. So, really,
but that only had like maybe, I mean, if you calculated time of actual scary
yeah,
versus.
But Jaws made me never
terrified
go in the water again.
Yeah, and so many people. It was very effective.
I mean, I recently went into the ocean like 5 years ago
and you
in
were
Miami,
scanning constantly for fins.
And I realized I was about 200 feet out and then I started to see shadows and I freaked out.
Panic attack.
Yeah, and immediately got to shore. I'm like, I don't know what's swimming around me. Okay. But I don't know what is swimming around me.
So it's really a big umbrella title, horror movies. I mean, there's true horror, but we've done this before where we broke that down, you know, into zombie movies, stabbing movies.
Yeah.
And there's all these different
thrasher.
Breakdowns of it.
Right.
So the Shining, you could... Spiritual. I mean, you,
how about movies like The Sixth Sense?
How about suspense?
Ghost.
See, that's thriller.
That's
but,
a thriller.
The
but,
Quiet Place. How about?
Oh horror? My gosh, Dan.
I'd say sci-fi horror.
Yeah, sci-fi. About, horror.
I don't know how, why nope. or how, but Mason's been asking questions about The Quiet Place lately.
Oh, really?
I don't know if he like saw a trailer
commercial
or something
for the new one.
Yeah, and he fucking YouTube.
Yeah,
but. Anyway, so he has been like, there are moments where suddenly he'll like show up real quick and super quiet in a room.
Shit.
And I'm like, hey. And I'm like, that's,
hold on, man. You're freaking me out.
That stuck with me. Oh my gosh. It's hilarious. I mean, bless his heart.
What else you got, Dan?
You know, obviously Get Out is horror, but.
But it was funny. It was. It made
that's
more
dark.
Of a funny impression on me than like Disturbed.
Yeah. I mean, it's.
It follows.
Dark.
I mean, obviously, comedy. It follows.
Oh, right? That's horror.
Obviously, horror. How about...
I mean, there's some that have. When there's no humor, then it's horror.
Yeah, that's almost what I was going to say. There's like no redeeming quality or experience of it.
The Black Swan. The Black Swan.
Oh, see, that and horror? That would be like.
Is oh. that like on the
psychological
edge?
I was just going to say something
yeah,
along the lines of like.
I mean, that's one of your favorite movies.
Character.
Right,
oh, yeah. That's one of my favorite movies.
I don't know.
And that's. I have Crimson Peak on a list of
no.
horror movies that aren't horror.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Right.
Boy, how did we
so
get
many,
on the Truman
so many
show?
Subgenres.
Well, I can bring this back.
Yeah.
So, where this came from
okay.
was. Does it matter to get awards to be worthy? No.
Oh, right, right.
Not if
no. you
make $100 million.
What do you want to get out of it, right? You're like, I'd take the $100 million rather than that effing little statue.
Yeah. Top
but,
Gun Maverick.
And even still, like, the point of making movies, for some might be winning awards, fine. But for the majority, it's not. And for us, obviously, that means little to nothing.
Yeah.
That does not align with our... favorites with our list of rewatchable with our
recently in the news Tom
most impactful
Tom Cruise yeah. wants an Academy Award. He doesn't like he doesn't really want to, but
so this is just like on his list.
No, in the news now he just signed with two directors. He wants to do
oh see they're on like a dream team.
Yeah,
they're like we're gonna get it.
No, yeah, he wants to do a total serious, like no more
like historical drama.
No, but no, more like he's doing the last movie the director did was The Revenant. Hasn't done a movie since, so he's going to do that guy's next movie.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. He wants like...
We don't know what that...
We have no idea.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, Tom Cruise, what is his... Has he done a ton of serious stuff? Like Valkyrie? I mean, what other like sort of serious stuff has he done that it would be in consideration? Basically, we love like all the Mission Impossible. Yeah.
Well, or I was kind of thinking of it as older stuff like...
Magnolia.
Yeah, there's... Oh, and he was... A small, he wasn't like the main character, but absolutely nothing unserious about that role.
I mean,
for sure.
What's the one where he's the...
what about, well, or like...
Born in America or Born on the 4th of July.
Oh, that's definitely serious. Well, and even like Days of Thunder.
Seems like he's done less of that recently.
Yeah, he wants to do... He's still going to, you know, do action films, but he wants to start... You know, layering them, not like action. He wants to do.
He's done with Mission Impossible. He closed that chapter.
Okay. No, there's. It's part. That was part one.
Yeah, but aren't they done with it already?
No, they have to do one more movie.
Oh. American Made. That was a good movie.
American Made. There you go.
What was the one of the other one that was like right around the time of Days of Thunder, but it was like Nicole Kidman and him are settlers. They're like.
Settlers?
Yeah, they're like literally like first generation immigrants and they're like staking land in America. It's excellent.
That might not be Tom. That might be...
It is absolutely Tom Cruise.
Really? Okay, I'm going to look at it.
If I had to bet, I'd go with Kelly.
I sounded pretty convicted right there. We'll get there.
Rain You're Man, have to, obviously that's a...
Yeah.
Collateral was great. Very serious on that one.
Yeah, but Rain Man, that was probably his closest to an Academy Award.
That was so
good.
We were
just talking about Rain Man.
I know,
today.
Ironic, right? That came up because the like lead female in Rain Man, she is in The Morning Show season 2, and I knew her. Like I knew her voice and her face. This is like so much longer, but somehow she still looks the same and I was like, "I know her." And I couldn't place it. Thank goodness IMDb. And I was like, oh, that's her.
Young Guns?
No.
Far and Away?
Yes.
Far and Away.
Far and Away.
Australia.
Young Irish couple flee to the United States.
Wow. I think I've only seen that one time.
Struggle to obtain.
It's been 25 years since I've seen that movie, but I do know that I did. Irish settlements. They were staking land.
Bam. Okay.
Good job, Kelly.
Yeah. They were like married and doing shit.
Yeah, in fact, I feel like that's maybe when they, I don't know, we'll have to look up when they got married, but I distinctly remember watching a behind the scenes thing.
Right.
And
Days of Thunder was right before that.
Yeah, this was like Tom and Nicole like peaking their togetherness,
I think they just got married.
He was on a rain. He was on a bit of
How about
he was
that,
a terror of good movies.
He was a
right
terror
there.
At that point.
How about
Rain
McGuire?
Man.
McGuire?
Jerry
something?
Maguire. Jerry oh Maguire. My gosh! Give me the money.
Give me the money. Had but me at hello. He, yeah. There's so many from
that's 96.
I think that would have gotten him an Academy Award, no?
Right. That was that was kind of last. I mean, besides that, right after that was Magnolia. 1999.
He went downhill from there, as far as that. Like
right, Jerry. Before that, you
wave
know,
of
The Firm, A Few Good Men.
Oh
obviously.
My gosh, that's
can't
huge.
Handle the truth.
You know, Far and Away.
Oh my gosh,
Born on the 4th of July, Rain Man. Though that's a sweet spot right there.
Quite
he
a filmography.
Ranked him out. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
There's no way he's gonna get. You know, an Academy Award. He should have already had one.
Oh, no.
That is ironic.
He could ramp it back up.
Remarkable, though, that he hasn't.
Right.
With a filmography like that.
He's been nominated.
So a guy like that, all he needs to do is just focus on it and then pick the right thing. I mean, these people kind of know. I mean,
you have to be like tapped into what.
I just think he wants
what's gonna
be in a serious film. He just doesn't want to be an action star. I think he's probably going it's hard to recover from, you know, jumping off from buildings this typecast? And stuff.
Yeah.
Like, oh, like right. The pain.
Yeah.
Physical.
Right. He's probably like, let me, you know, just do, let me do it.
Let me act with my face.
Yeah, I want to do an Oppenheimer. Let me in that Oppenheimer thing.
Can I do one that I have get fattened up? You know?
Yeah.
Instead of right. having to be in shape.
Can we right. cast me in a wheelchair?
I don't want to do 1,000 right. motorcycle jumps.
Right, right, yeah.
Let's see, eyes wide shut.
That was oh, yeah, that was.
Right, yeah, that was, that was a little bit later, not too thriller. Far. Mm-hmm.
Tom Cruise.
It was 1999.
Yeah. We got to slip in a love letter to him every now and then on this podcast.
Make no, yeah. yeah, and then 2001 was Vanilla Sky, which has got a sweet spot in
this
our
room.
Heart.
Yeah, mm-hmm. but he's getting older now. He's what is your age, isn't he?
He's, I really he's enjoyed, exactly my age.
I really
2011
enjoyed.
Was past his like
and you're what,
crescendo,
40?
Though. Because that was after he like
going on 90.
Jumped on the couch on Oprah and stuff. And
okay.
there was all that.
Went over the top a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, I mean, it never changed my feeling about him just because I didn't need to be personal. He made some great movies.
And I loved The Last Samurai. That's an unappreciated movie.
Sure.
I really liked that one.
And I feel like surprising of him. That's where you know, mm-hmm. like he is a craftsman. He's capable of really good,
yeah.
I mean, impressive performances.
Yeah, there was some depth there. I mean, I played a U.S. Army veteran in Japan. And yeah, that was a good movie. He's done some good
I did
shit,
love
man.
Him in Magnolia. Like,
gosh, that would be
he was
one to
so
rewatch.
Creepy.
Okay, so he got, let's see what
that
he got.
That gave Dave a panic attack. I don't know if he could handle watching it.
Best Actor nominee. Born on the 4th of July.
Okay.
Oh,
Best
sure.
Actor yeah. nominee, Jerry Maguire.
Yeah, ah. I was like, I
Best Supporting Actor, Magnolia, nominee, didn't
okay.
win.
Hmm.
Best Picture, Top Gun Maverick, nominee, didn't win. So.
Okay, all right, so he's been nominated.
And gosh, all of those are, I would love to see
right.
the winning, like, of side
yeah.
by side of those of that year,
Go
you know
ahead,
what I
Dave,
mean?
Get that us that. But, you know... It's just an honor to be nominated.
Right.
That's what I would like to say in Tom's
yeah. Well, I
here.
Think being nominated is a win.
It
because
is.
Because now you're...
It's a nod.
That's, right.
Well, they've expanded it, but now it'd be 1 out of 10.
It is.
Compared to all the movies that come
right.
out in a year.
Right. He's gotten,
you are,
he's gotten that
you're
recognition.
Recognized.
He's
yeah.
Right. He's gotten that recognition. You
he'll,
know.
He'll be fine.
He's worthy.
Right.
I'm not,
right.
I'm not
okay.
worried
he's
about Tom.
He's doing okay.
Yeah.
Like, I think the article I was reading,
he'll be fine.
It wasn't necessarily written that Tom Cruise wants. It was, the article was that.
He's doing
is,
something else.
He's doing something that could be an academy. You know, it's like he's,
Tom
he wants
Cruise
to go down that
digging.
Road.
Non-action.
Right. Tom Cruise is yeah.
He's digging
right.
deep. We're going to see some magic.
He wants to be a banker.
There you go.
Well,
right.
Can we write a story for him? I'm thinking he's going to be dying of a disease, and he only has so much time to live.
Okay, that's always a
okay,
good
now
plot
we're
starter. We're
going to plug this into the AI, and it's going to give us a story.
Nice.
And he has to rob a bank to pay for his medical bills.
He's got to rob a bank.
No, because that crosses the border into action, Dave.
Oh, yeah.
But he's wheeling in there.
He doesn't want those Mission Impossible themes. No, he's going to be like trying to develop his own doppelganger with AI intelligence or something.
Ah, but he
and then
was,
maybe at the end he'll have
he
to kill it
instead.
He was a professor
of quantum physics.
Oh, that's how he knows what he's doing.
Oh, but now we're into sci-fi. So
it could
know,
be a serious sci-fi, but yeah, you can't cross that line either.
Excuse
that's
me.
Not Academy Award worthy
yeah.
either.
I mean, but he's still going to do
taboo.
A movie. He's still going to go into space and do a movie. That's still on the list.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right. Like a serious, like one where he's literally in
like
space,
right, they're gonna,
flying.
They're going to film the entire movie in space.
Literally, we're going
to I believe
film
it. He'll
it in
have
space.
To. He'll have to fund it.
We're going to jump it. It's yeah.
Jeff Bezos said he's going to get me in
right?
space. I'm going to be flying literally zero gravity.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe
the
he'll
entire
do a,
thing.
He could do a biopic.
In one
he,
take.
He's old enough to do a biopic. He could be Jeff Bezos. He could play. Elon Musk.
I was just going to say the other.
You know, like he
oh,
could play
I
a billionaire.
Elon.
I like that.
You know,
absolutely.
Like early, the movie yeah. could be called.
I believe that. I believe that right off the bat. Good casting. Good job. Either
like
one
it.
Of those.
I like that.
Jeff, Elon.
They're both tall. They'd have to figure that out, but they can do that now.
Yeah. I didn't know that they were tall, so I would be able to, he would pass. It would be fine.
Well, I mean, bless his heart, everyone's tall compared to Tom, but that has never held him back.
It is not. No.
I'm short. It's,
you know, they have milk crates for a reason in Hollywood. You know.
Oh my gosh.
Short actresses.
Tall actresses.
Short camera angles. Camera angles. Thank you, Bill. Right. There's a whole team of people behind
perspective.
That. I mean, they do a good job.
I have not known that. I mean,
the only time you ever know that he's short is when he's on the red carpet next to The Rock or something.
Right.
And you're like, who's that next to The Rock?
He is remarkably short, though. Isn't he like 5'9 or something? Crazy. Yeah.
Wait, I'm 5'9. Don't say remarkable. No, he's like, well, let's Google it if we had a machine.
No, he's like
5'5.
No, he's 5'.
No, I'm 5'9.
I know, but I'm saying like he is shorter than you.
He's 5'8.
5'8.
He's a little bit shorter than average.
Did you Google that?
I recently.
No, I knew that because I was 5'8. And I go, well, I'm as tall as Tom Cruise.
Well, obviously, you'd never think that you were like remarkably short. That's just funny.
5'7.
Right. Okay. I feel a little bit better. 5'7.
Is he 5'6 and a half or is he 5'7?
I remember.
No, he used to be, favor.
We were just looking at.
I'm 5'7 now too. As you get older, you lose an inch.
You do.
He's older than me.
You lose almost an inch in the course 61. Of a day.
What?
He's 61.
Well, let's stop talking about that old guy. No, I'm just kidding. No, but we were talking about Mission Impossible 7 and all of the women that are in that movie
are 5'7.
Are also exact height as him.
Interesting.
You know, Vanessa Kirby,
Haley Atwell,
all we looked it up.
Yeah, which sounds like podcast. I mean, that's a very healthy average height for a female.
How
like,
tall are you?
It is. That's what?
I'm short. I'm 5'3.
Right.
I am the tallest woman in my family, so I'll take it.
You must wear heels a
five,
lot.
5'7 is a little bit taller
of you
for
being
a woman.
Right.
Short.
I mean, I'm shorter than everyone.
I can't
that's
wait for you to stand
around.
Up again. I'm really going to look at you close.
Well, you're.
I never wail here.
In this company, you're right on par.
Right. I mean, like you don't have to look like, significantly down to see in my face or anything.
All
but,
of our family, yeah. we're not giant.
You're
people,
not
so.
Giant people, but that's why I'm like, wow, I never thought of you as short. Obviously, but. Yeah. It's funny, maybe Hollywood standards.
But Hollywood
standards,
absolutely. Like a Skarsgård. We were watching, Boy Kills World or whatever.
Maybe that's why I thought.
They're all 6-footers, you know.
Dan, yeah. I was over yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm going to find out.
And I said, Dan, how tall are you? And I thought he was going to say.
You guessed like 6 feet, didn't you?
Yeah, but I thought he was going to say, like, I'm 6'4 or 6.
Oh, my God, no.
No,
he's not even 6 feet.
Yeah,
I mean, he's exact, like.
Next to you, he seems really tall.
Right.
Okay.
So how about
context.
Very wide and strong.
How about Superman, Henry Cavill?
Okay.
6'4. 6'1.
Oh, really?
6'1.
Okay.
Yeah, but he's also, his shoulders are also 6'1.
That is, like, there is something about presence that gives somebody extra height, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But
he has girth.
Oops, sorry. I was looking. I was gonna.
I could do an entire podcast on heights of
and
actors.
How tall people are.
Hit Bryce Dallas Howard. I bet she's
tall. I'm gonna guess like a solid 5'9".
Don, all you gotta do is touch her.
How about Nicole Kidman?
She is also tall, like taller than average. I think she's like a 5'9er.
5'7 on Bryce.
Wow. Oh, see, I mean that's tall to me though. To be fair,
they don't
that's
ever,
like
they don't always tell you how tall they are.
Almost a head
What's
taller.
What's with Beth? Beth is 5'7.
Yeah.
Which to me, she seems tall.
You have a tall
she
wife.
Does, yeah, she does.
Like very tall.
My wife is like 5'2-ish.
Okay.
All our sisters are like 5'2-ish, 5'4-ish.
Exactly. Yeah. Like.
Yeah. Paulette's like 4'9", I think.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. I'm literally the tallest woman in the family. Like,
are you
kidding? Me and Bryn like maxed out at 5'3", and we're like, yes.
I think Paulette's 5'2".
Okay.
I mean.
Mavis is going to be short.
She's going to be tiny. I wasn't even
really?
Like a normal sized human until middle school.
Maggie is nearly passing her very shortly. Is.
Really?
Yeah. And she's eating like a grown man lately. So
by the end of summer, Maggie will be bigger than
beat the shit out of
her. Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
Already
I can't
that.
Wait to see
I know.
That. sibling rivalry.
Oh, yeah.
Maggie's holding her own.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, she has that piercing scream. She can use her sound weapon.
We are
like
trying
a super weapon, you
to
know?
Curb that.
Siren.
Wait, ugh. I want to tell you.
Awful.
There is this new show on Apple called The Sounds of... It's a show about the sounds of animals.
Okay.
And
oh my
it
gosh.
Is incredible.
That's crazy.
He sent this to Dan the other night. We almost died.
I texted Dan
nice.
This
nice
picture.
Whistle, Bill.
I'm going to play it right now. Oh, where is no. this text?
Be careful showing pictures okay. that have been sent to you. It can be...
Come on now. Where is
it's
this
more
picture?
About the sound on this one. That didn't sound any better, but...
Okay, let me play it to the camera here. Hold on.
So or microphone.
The microphone.
You might want to lift them.
Please play. Okay, that was the scream of a sloth.
They no what? Way!
Wow!
Sloth, right?
They scream horrible.
Believe it.
And it sounded like a bird.
But no. That's where Maggie got it. Then.
But if you listen right? to it, it sounds exactly like Mavis.
Well, it's when they hit that decibel of like, they have no other defense left.
Let's hear it again. Ugh.
Is that, I mean,
that's the moment where either me or Dan is like, stop screaming!
Yeah,
is that hitting home a little
yes,
bit?
Absolutely. Oh. That is where we intervene.
Well, Beth and I are watching the
and
show.
And someone catches awesome. Shit.
Beth and I are watching the show, and yeah. Beth goes, that sounds exactly like me.
Oh my gosh, that is hilarious.
It was hilarious. So I
God bless. You know, the good thing is, eventually, they grow up and stop screaming.
Oh, yeah.
Like a bird.
Well, I mean, yeah. on the that's, like I said, only when she hits level 11 where she has no other defenses
yeah.
but I'm like
it's like literally some sort of instinctive
like primitive
yeah, yeah. primitive like,
this
defense
is my
mechanism.
my last card to play
yeah, right it's
I literally it's, told her yesterday I'm so, like I would rather that you punch him than do that
and, I did I heard that was great
but she immediately like wound up and punched him and I was like
she
okay well I didn't mean to do
him, probably yeah. She does the wail and the punch.
Like,
probably.
That's not what I meant. I wasn't giving you a green light.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that is hilarious.
Oh, my
dangerous.
Kids. She sure is.
Hilarious.
And she's going to she's gonna max out at 5'1", and she's still going to just...
Oh, yeah.
She'll crush everyone.
Oh, know, yeah, but she's going to have that. She'll be able to just punch, like an MMA fighter.
Just their presence is going to be... immense.
She,
you know.
So she's starting gymnastics and she has lately expressed an interest in karate. And I was like, you know, that could work out. Like those two paired together, you could be really good at both.
Yeah.
Lethal.
Oh, nice.
And
graceful.
Are you talking about Mavis? Yeah.
I think her superpower is the way she can flick her hair back.
Oh, yeah. It is a superpower.
Yeah. And then she's like a little 4-year-old. Princess that I think the world will be her oyster.
I think so. It already is.
Yeah.
It already is.
To an extent.
Just
doesn't
like
matter
Tom
what
Cruise.
Height she is.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise doesn't even need to be 6 feet tall.
No.
And he is dominating.
Well, and what a great position to be in that like, gosh, I've done everything. I really just want to get after winning an Oscar.
Yeah.
Who can I call?
Right.
What should I do? And he could... Like, I would have loved to have been inside his head for that. Like,
Do you know who the directors are?
No. I mean, you'd have to look up the article, but he signed with Warner Brothers.
Oh,
so
I'm sure.
He just signed with two.
There'll be no lack of production credits.
Okay, not Paramount.
Interesting.
That does
interesting.
His,
yeah, he's a big Paramount guy.
Yeah, he's.
It's all his.
Yeah, just
Mission
some
Impossible
contracts,
stuff.
And he just is, you know, going to do some. He has two directors. That both want to do great things. So that was the article. They're Oscar type directors. So
okay, you're gonna have a great story.
I am looking forward to that, and I'm sure it will be good. I mean, there are so many fantastic writers in Hollywood that he will easily be able to link himself to one of those.
Yeah.
and get some sort of amazing story to portray.
You know, to win the Oscar, though, I think it's got to, he's got to be, it's got to be World War II. There's got to be Nazis in there.
It could be.
Well,
it could be political.
To be fair, that's what my first guess was: historical drama.
Yeah, he could be like,
yeah. It gives you. I mean, it's a leg up. I mean, it's
maybe
definitely
Civil War.
That always like checks some boxes
he's
to begin with.
Right,
but
checks some boxes. Right,
black slaves.
Who's the guy on the grassy knoll that shot
JFK? Oh, Lee Harvey Oswald?
Yeah, he could maybe he plays something like that.
Yeah. Lee Harvey Oswald. Because then where he's gonna get attention and props is if he's like
Lee Harvey was
creepy
61.
Or bad.
Okay.
Right? Because like that's antithesis. That's like not what you expect. He's the hero, right?
That's right. Yeah. Lee Harvey Oswald.
So to get off his track, like,
right, that would not work. He's the age difference is
no,
like
but
nutsy cuckoo. It's like,
but maybe
40-year difference.
But he'll play something nutsy cuckoo, maybe, or bad, or sinister, or
yeah. I mean, there's plenty of older roles, but you said he's 60
maybe something
years
like,
old.
Look, the Holdover just got a whole bunch of awards, and that's just. A professor. He could play a professor.
Right. A scientist. Something that someone will bring up.
Yeah, that's the thing. If your goal is to get...
I mean,
you have to follow the...
The movies they're making, there's a movie just came out on Hulu called Blackberry. The movie is basically about Blackberry phones.
You can see that now? Available on Hulu?
Yeah, it's about... The history, the guy that invented the BlackBerry, the fall.
The, like, rise and fall.
Rise and fall of BlackBerry.
I remember there being, the last stand was, like, as smartphones were becoming prevalent.
I want to see that.
Because I was a BlackBerry holdout for a minute. Like, okay. I wanted the whole keyboard and the trackpad. Like, if you were used to that.
Yeah.
Sure.
Was there a trackpad with those?
It was like a mini, ball in the middle.
Really?
Yep.
I mean, maybe not all of them, But it played like a mini laptop.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's like how it
operated. I was watching a series on TV that started in the early 2000s that, right, in the beginning of the series, it went for 10 years, and they had Blackberries and stuff like that. I was just seeing how dated it seemed. In the modern age. But at the time, it was very, very popular.
Yeah. I have one in my cell phone collection. I have an old cell phone collection.
Oh, yeah. It's
a BlackBerry.
On Hulu.
BlackBerry is?
I got to check that out.
Yeah. It's done?
Yeah, you can watch it right now. Go home and watch it, Don. 7.4 IMDb.
I got like a brand new BlackBerry.
A
brand new BlackBerry. Couldn't say that five times fast now, but in like my first like real like corporate job.
Okay.
And it was like the coolest.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Oh.
You felt like you were.
I made it.
You made it. I'm in the corporate world.
Which is so stupid, but.
What kind of job was that?
That's when I moved to Colorado.
Okay.
I was a corporate liaison to franchise owners. Like, I worked for the corporate office, but because I had been a manager at a Pac-Mail store, they like recruited me to come and work for corporate, and I would go and like travel and work at people's stores and like help them with their business plan and like taking their voice back to the corporate office.
So you jot down some notes on your BlackBerry?
Yeah, totally.
Like, James is doing a great job.
Yes. Yeah, but then I would come back to this boardroom and I would do these presentations and be like, this is what we should do. And they'd be like, yeah, no.
That's so fun.
We need that BlackBerry back.
Well, they were like, yeah, we just don't do that. Or like, well, this is how we've always done it. So it's like, all right. Well.
Okay.
That's good.
Jobs. What are you going to do?
What else have we been watching? Psh. The morning show.
Oh, we're still talking.
We're still
speaking
recording.
Speaking of jobs.
Wow. We're actually
what if your job was every day being on live television?
Great.
You
would
have
it be
been
great?
Watching. Yeah. Have you seen the morning show? Are
yeah,
you
I have.
Your big...
I watched the first season waiting for them as they came out. And it was phenomenal.
Yeah, first season was great.
Yeah. And I didn't get back around. Have you seen any?
Have you seen any?
The first season.
Okay.
Yeah.
To get too serious for you? It's a serious show, but everybody is so good.
I love Reese Witherspoon. I love Jennifer Aniston. I love Steve Carell. I mean, and at this point now, we're to the point where Jon Hamm is in the show.
I know.
Yeah.
Have you got that far?
No, I haven't.
No, I don't even want to know what position he has. So do not tell us.
It's a great show. Yeah, absolutely.
You're not up to season three, are you?
No. No, not at all. Not at all. I watched like 1.5.
Okay.
You know, Anne watched it diligently.
I did not watch season two.
She hasn't watched the latest season.
So what was your impression, Bill?
Well, I liked it, you know, with Steve Carell, you know, it was all, at that time, the Me Too thing was very popular. So, I mean, it was very relevant with him having a relationship with Jennifer Aniston, whatever her.
Yeah, they definitely played on very current events.
That's, I mean, we're about to watch episode 6, season 2, and COVID is like
breaking open. That's almost what I love about it, and it's, I think I appreciate it even more now, and that proves my point entirely, but it's so rare to write that current of history. Mm. Like, it was airing literally a year after Me Too,
yeah,
like, you know, kind of exploded, and they were filming, like, just after COVID and retelling it from like a social perspective.
Yeah. Yep. They were
so soon after.
Very much a very current.
So interesting.
Relevant.
They would have had to have been rewriting.
I mean, they're doing stuff like that. They did that like Las Vegas shooting.
Right.
It's crazy.
Like extremely relevant.
Yeah. Fires in California.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So another absolutely fantastic Apple show,
only
right?
25, what do you say, 25 million only?
25 million
subscribers. We were looking
at
the top 10 streaming services, and Apple was at the bottom.
Apple was
only
at
25 million.
25 million compared to, I think, 350 or
no, 270, I think, for Netflix.
Netflix.
Although, to be fair, Netflix has been a streaming service and like had subscription signups for a very much longer than Apple. Right.
Like Max has 180 million.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. So they're recent.
And 25 million for Apple.
It's like,
and everybody in the country has an Apple phone.
Right. Well, we played it. I mean,
does it count if you got your year free subscription?
Not to go over it again, but we thought that is because Apple doesn't have anything. They don't have a big catalog. It's all original stuff. They don't have what Paramount or Netflix does.
They buy,
you know, syndicated material.
Right.
You know, they buy, you know, I can watch Seinfeld on Netflix.
Well, it's the long game. I mean, eventually.
I was just going to say, because they're starting to merge more. They have to make deals with each other, especially over that old content, right? Like Netflix all the time, it'll pop up and say, this is expiring in one day. Like,
right.
I mean,
going away from
us.
Do
you remember Netflix, like year one streaming? It was like the worst.
Endless
garbage. Like these are just. You
the stuff
just,
that I would never watch.
You never watch any of this. And then finally there's like one good movie, like Mute. You know, like that's
sure.
a big movie.
Right.
And it's actually not that good. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but now it's, I mean, if you're comparing it again to Apple, you know, Apple has extremely high quality.
Right. Just not endless
series.
Content.
Right. But it's like, I mean, we could name it right now. There's probably a half dozen really amazing shows on Apple.
Yeah.
Morning Show being one of them.
Ted Lasso.
Oh my gosh.
You know, presently Constellation,
Silo.
Masters of the Universe, Silo was last year. All
so
of those.
Severance,
but,
Shrinking.
You know, Foundation, blah, blah, blah.
Every show you've ever watched on Apple.
Everything you've seen.
And I mean, those will never be anywhere but Apple.
Anywhere but Apple. But you will also never be able to watch The Office on Apple.
But I'm telling you, like, as things burst open and subscriptions need to start merging, which they already started having to, that is where it's the long game.
Yeah.
They have way more capital with original content that everybody loves.
I mean, Netflix bought...
It is the long game.
Like Seinfeld for crazy money. But that contract will end.
It will.
And Apple could go, well, we have unlimited money. We could just buy that.
I remember reading that like early on when Apple Plus was going to launch, that was basically the business model, is that they didn't count on that being profitable.
Okay.
For like any foreseeable future.
Okay. What being profitable? Just
the streaming service.
Just the streaming service.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. And
they
again,
were like, if we net, fine. Like, we can do that. So.
And I see, and I totally, see that, because we were talking about that earlier on the last episode, how they are so, they love being like exclusive.
Yeah.
And proprietary.
That's the
like,
business model.
Like, okay, you want to be in the Apple group?
You're
you want to be in our club? You want to be in the good guy club? You know? Come over here.
It's the Apple sky
HBO,
level.
HBO.
Right.
Was,
yeah.
Know,
right.
And only high
yeah,
quality.
They were like elite but out of cable, too.
Exactly.
You have to have an extra subscription for HBO.
And now you say they have big, more subscribers, but they've been doing it for
longer.
20
good
more
point.
Years.
That was part of their very old business model.
Right. So, HBO has been that exclusive, like Apple like,
They capitalized on the masses and then like plucked some more out of it for an elite status.
Exactly. Since the 90s,
Sopranos, The Wire.
The Wire, all of
and
that.
And always good quality content. They were like, we deserve the elite status. So
exactly. I mean, right.
Yep.
You get what you pay for.
Mavis will be watching. She'll have an Apple subscription because all the good stuff's on.
Right. Because eventually, exactly. You will need to get Apple so that you're like, oh, you know what? I remember this great series from the 2020s.
Oh my goodness.
It was The Constellation. I got to get that.
My mom used to talk about Ted Lasso.
Ted Lasso. I'm going to get that. Ted Lasso. So I'm going to get, I mean, HBO.
It's like Lauren watching, young people now being fan of The Friend, of Friends. You know what I mean? It's like,
oh, I know.
Weird.
Gosh, it puts me back.
But, Mavis
excited when there was new episodes
is going to be, for her to watch Ted Lasso when
it'll
she's
like
20 years
watching,
old will be really weird.
Like, us watching
you're into
Lucille
Ted Lasso?
Ball.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, at some point it becomes
Lucille
that.
Ball or something like that. That the Lucy show.
That,
right. Yeah.
That timeless content.
I love Lucy.
She's never going to watch that.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe. I mean, someone like her may watch it, and that sort of, timeless content, generational. There's some stuff that
some things
drop
transcend.
Off. Some things transcend. Some people, there's probably some young people that still watch Lucy. Maybe. I love Lucy.
I mean, grabbing those chocolates, that's...
It's classic.
The conveyor belt.
Squishing classic. The grapes.
Yeah. That will be it. And I don't know what the
I love Lucy always scraping toast.
Mm.
Because back then, the toasters, it was in all the shows, that they had the toaster that would constantly burn toast, and she'd be always scraping the black off.
Scrape it down to good.
And then give it to her husband.
I've totally done that.
Oh, yeah.
It works.
Oh, yeah.
It absolutely does.
Yeah. I think back in the day, that's what you did. It just, everything burned, and then you scrape it off.
Lift that little lever.
Do you think the people are liking this new format? This is a open mic. Mm. This is what we normally talk. We talk... After the podcast, but we're basically just going to talk until we're talked out.
That's what we're doing. At this point, it's a bit of a marathon. We want to see last podcaster standing. It's sort of the mentality.
I like that
here.
Challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm waiting for Bill to hit a button to tap out.
I'm out of here.
He's tapping out.
To call Uncle.
No,
I'm
going to
be
all.
Soon, I think.
Yeah. But
this is fun.
It was a fun show. Argyle. Absolutely. This is the Argyle episode.
Argyle
episode. We talked about other things.
Yeah.
Oh, and I want to check out Blackberry on Hulu.
Right.
Mm. 1 hour and 4 minutes. Wow. Just going to be a quick one. Kelly's like, I am in so much trouble.
We can't be quick.
Let me look over there.
Maybe they're asleep.
Oh,
can you see any windows
just
over there?
Sneak in.
It is pitch black next door.
Oh, give somebody a kiss on the forehead. Jump into bed.
When do they go to bed over there, little kids?
I mean, they go to bed later than they should, but I hope no one's awake when I go home now. We'll see.
It's 10:30.
You never know.
I never put it past Mavis.
Oh, Mavis will be drawing.
She is, seriously. She floats out of bed after everyone is sleeping. Just rolls out. Like, we'll get like a cheese stick or literally be coloring. Like, what are you doing? It's 11 at night.
I think she's going to be one of those people that doesn't need. She needs like 4 hours, probably max.
Yeah.
Well, she's still napping at daycare. Which she never has. She hasn't napped at home since she was 2 or less. But she naps during the day there, so then she is like, I'm not tired until midnight.
I've got my energy reservoir to the top.
That's funny.
She's a good artist, too. I have her plate of, she took one of those paper plates, remember, when she was
older? Oh, right, like at the Super Bowl?
Yeah, at the Super Bowl. Yeah, great art.
Oh, yeah, for sure she'd be an artist.
Getting better.
Grandpa and mom, right?
Right. Mason likes to draw too. Good little artist.
There you go.
Maybe they'll make movies someday.
Ooh, maybe.
That would be fun. That would be fun.
I have no doubt that Mavis will be on the stage in some
shape or form. I have no doubt that she's going to be in one of these chairs pretty soon.
That too.
That would be fantastic.
I just like the beginning music. I'm going to put this on a loop. Instead of like trying to always rush to the end, why don't I put this little tune into a full loop? And we can just, like Bob and Brian. You listen to Bob and Brian?
I do.
They try to end a segment, and they're like, it's been floating for 45 minutes.
Right, it hits the end of the track loop.
Yeah.
What are we going to talk about next week? Anything? Is there anything going on?
Mm-hmm. Maybe go see the movie Dune?
Oh, yeah. Ooh. The next Dune.
I actually have tickets to see Dune at 10:45 next Friday.
Ooh.
Me, my son, and his buddy are going at 10:45.
Oh, I love that for you.
Night.
But it's a Friday night at least.
It is a Friday.
So just drink a cup of coffee before, and you'll love it.
Now.
Right.
So now you're
going
to go see.
Exactly.
There's no way he's going to make it.
He will be asleep.
Hard. Right, those Dune movies long.
I know they're really long.
Whatever.
But this one's going to be more exciting, probably.
I mean, if you fall asleep, you get to see it again.
Absolutely, right. It's just a starter.
Yeah.
It's just a starter. It's just like a family outing.
It's just the first preview. Really.
It's a preview.
I'll wake up.
Was it good? Zach, was it good? Did you like it? Did Timothy and Zendaya kiss?
Zach would never fall asleep during a movie.
No. He watched the first one. They got together a bunch of friends. They started at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, Kelly, you could see a movie right now, couldn't season. You? Maybe.
Maybe right now, but I don't know. It would have to be pretty engaging for me to make it through.
Okay. Yeah. They do make those chairs comfy now.
They
heated.
Well,
reclining.
That's actually a disadvantage, especially when they heat it and recline it. I mean, I could sleep the whole night there.
Yeah,
you're allowed to bring pillows.
I'd probably make it.
It uncomfortable, then I'll stay awake.
Keep on.
No, don't make it uncomfortable. I love the new movie chairs.
Yeah.
Gosh, the theater in the UP was so small. I mean,
was it old school chairs?
Not quite. They've upgraded a smidge. Okay. But I mean, there are no
dream loungers.
No, there's no electronics in there. Okay. There's whatsoever.
Was
they
it a
didn't
packed
have,
crowd?
Crowd? It was like probably a little less than half full. But I mean, it's a small. I swear, Dan was like, I think this is the same size screen as Dave's basement. I mean,
how many people could be in the theater? Like 50?
I counted 9. That's like, there was no
nine
aisles.
Across.
This was, and it's an 8 8-plex theater.
Okay.
This is in the UP, right? And I remember this getting built, and we were like, oh my gosh, they can play 8 movies at the same time. This is amazing. But so there's like 2 bigger ones on the ends.
Okay.
And then, you know, in the middle, and they're 9 seats.
Wow.
And we were like in the middle, so it's, you know, auditorium shaped kind of just standard room.
So like 81 if it was 9.
Right.
Like
probably 9 by 9, 81.
Well, we were in a pretty small.
And maybe it went up a little bit towards the back, and, you know.
6, maybe 8 rows.
Right, yeah, we watched the Beekeeper today, and it was similar. I bet you it was certainly less than 100 seats.
I'm thinking, you know, we could eventually have a TV as big as the theater that we were in.
I almost wanted to sit in the first couple rows,
yeah,
just to get the you know, increase the screen size,
yeah,
get up close,
yeah, funny, very tiny.
Good deal. Well, there I'll let you know
next week
about Dune 2. Until next time, goodbye.
10-4 over and out.
See you, boys.
Later.